it's political season in Michigan. There's a lot of different things going on. You know, different races for county commission. We talked to Jeremy Orr this last hour, and of course, Prop 1, a big deal here in a few days.
It's a time for folks to start paying attention.
It really is. Yeah. And of course, one of the biggest races is the race for governor.
Very important race.
And we're getting the opportunity to talk to the Democratic candidate for governor, Mark Schauer. Mark, welcome to the program, and I wonder if you'd be willing to help me out with something, if you could.
Yes. But
with Wayne being from out of town, he's from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm just trying to get him a feel for Michigan, West Michigan, and that kind of thing. So just a suggestion, if you will. What do you think is the one thing he needs to do before he leaves town?
I think he needs to go to the great Lakeshore. Actually, I'm in Ludington this morning and was in Pentwater, and I'll be traveling the Lakeshore and eventually to Traverse City. You've got to experience pure Michigan. I believe our people are our number one resource, but our Great Lakes and our natural resources are right there behind. And our Great Lakes are the essence of pure Michigan, so you got to check them out.
Mark, that's a great advice, and I'm going to take your advice on that. We're about 30 minutes away from the lakeshore. Am I wrong?
You are, absolutely.
Great.
All right. Now, Mark, I know you're anxious to talk about, because you put out a jobs plan, and
yes.
It's definitely, we've been flipping through this, and I think one of the big things that we want to get to, we want to talk about roads, but the big, you know, we kind of mentioned a little bit ago, Prop 1 is on so many people's mind.
Yes.
With that, we're voting on that in the primary election. I wanted to kind of get your angle on that because, you know, a lot of different people are taking positions on this. How do you feel about Proposition 1? Which way would you like to see it go?
I would like to see it pass, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why.
Okay.
Three reasons. One, when I was in Congress, I was there to help fight for and rescue our auto industry. The comeback of the auto industry is part of the story of Michigan and really the bright spot in Michigan's economy now. So we've got to keep that going. And manufacturers pay the personal property tax anytime they buy a new piece of equipment. They're taxed on it. It's a very cumbersome tax for local assessors to administer. Secondly, I saw that from a small business perspective. My wife owned a women's retail store for about 5.5 years, and every piece of furniture, cash register, computer, racks where they displayed clothing was taxed, so it's very inefficient. Now, the third point is that money goes to local governments for police and fire and to educate our kids and for our libraries. That revenue has to be replaced. I mean, under our current governor, the person I'm running against, local communities have seen deep cuts that have resulted in fewer police officers and firefighters. Our schools have seen deep cuts, $1 billion, in fact, fewer teachers and kids in more crowded classrooms. So we have to make sure as we get rid of personal property tax, which the legislature has already done, proposal one is to make sure we replace that revenue so we see essential services in our schools protected.
Is the answer really to deal with revenue on a local level at the statewide level? So when you're replacing that tax with another statewide tax, what kind of tax do you have in mind, number one? And number two, would it not be better? I mean, I can go either way. Would it not be better to allow local communities to tax their own citizens according to their needs rather than have a one-size-fits-all?
Well, the reason that something called state shared revenue, or it's also called revenue sharing, was put into effect was because it's actually more efficient for the state, for example, to assess a statewide sales tax and distribute part of that to local communities for public safety, for example, and for local governments to maintain their roads, things that are really important to having attractive communities that attract employers and jobs. So to replace this lost personal property tax revenue, a portion of what's called the use tax would be designated for that. And the use tax is very similar to the sales tax. It's what we pay on out-of-state purchases. Also, to go directly to your point, manufacturers would pay an assessment. It's different than paying it on each piece of equipment. They pay an assessment that goes into the same fund.
So the assessment local. Would be on a purchase, and it would be a one-time fee rather than an ongoing annual fee.
That assessment would be levied upon manufacturers. I believe it's on the size of their company. So it's
an annual thing.
Right, and it pays into this fund. It's less than what they pay sort of on average on the personal property tax. But, you know, I think Proposal 1 is important because here's a point was made in a town hall meeting I had in Pentwater yesterday, and that if the voters reject Proposal 1 next Tuesday, August 5th, the legislature could go back in and pass another bill that repeals the personal property tax without a replacement. Candidly, I'd be worried about that given the actions of this current legislature. I mean, look, their economic philosophy was a $1.8 billion corporate tax break that wasn't tied to job creation at all, that businesses got even when they outsourced jobs, and they paid for it by cutting $1 billion from our schools. And our governor signed all of this, cut $1 billion from our schools, raised taxes on retiree pensions, raised taxes on working families and low-wage earners. So huge tax shift. And the result, gentlemen, is we have the third worst unemployment rate in the country here in Michigan under Governor Snyder. And we're one of the few states in the country that hasn't replaced jobs lost during the Great Recession. So our unemployment rate is substantially higher than the nation's, about a point and a half higher.
What specifically are you going to do to address the unemployment problem then?
Right. Well, my jobs plan covers that in great detail, and I urge people to go to markshauer.com, SCHAUER/jobs plan. But the first point, and will always be my number one priority, is education. We've got to educate our kids and then make sure that they can afford to go to college or have the array of options through community college or skilled trades programs.
But that's long. That's more long-term. What about in the short-term?
It's not.
Go ahead.
Some of these are very immediate. There's demand for skilled trade workers in advanced manufacturing, which employers need right now, to rebuild our roads and bridges and our underground infrastructure, which is in my plan. That's short-term, and mid-term is the best jobs plan that I can think of, because not only does it make our state more attractive, improves the quality of life, all things that attract business, but we can immediately train, and we have many of them now, but we're going to need more. We can immediately train our young people, our mid-career people, in one of the skilled trades to design and build our roads and bridges and underground infrastructure. Look, another very important point of my plan is to reverse this Snyder job-killing retirement tax and restore the child tax credit that was eliminated and the full level of the earned income tax credit. You know, I have a very different view than our current governor. His trickle-down economics, the corporate tax cut, is not working. I want to give retirees, middle-class earners, a tax break.
Mark,
if I may, I
wanted to we had just with a limited time that we have, I did want to talk a little bit about the roads section of your plan, because that's really, for a lot of Michiganians, that's job one, to be able to take care of the roads.
Absolutely.
So just give us a brief thumbnail sketch of what you see, and ultimately, with all the plans that you have, how you plan on paying for all of that as well.
Yep. Well, I've got experience in fixing the roads when I was in the legislature back in the late 90s. That was the last time we did a comprehensive fix of our roads. It was called Build Michigan 2, and I worked in a bipartisan way. I'm a Democrat. John Engler was governor, and we together as a legislature with the governor got it done. When I was in Congress, I helped bring $900 million back to Michigan, including huge improvements on I-94, for example, in the Kalamazoo area. So I know how to do it. It's going to take new leadership. And here's what the problem is now, and I'll get to my solution by talking about why it's not getting done. We have a governor that already raised, in his legislature, that already raised taxes on individuals. Big tax shift. Retirees, working families, low-wage earners. The gas tax and the vehicle registration fee that they're proposing to increase will tax those same individuals again. They refuse to have heavy trucks who are beating up our roads pay their fair share. They refuse to ask businesses to pay their fair share.
So no gas tax increase then?
No, I oppose raising the gas tax. especially if businesses aren't paying their fair share. Because it's interesting. I find it very interesting. Groups like the Michigan State Chamber of Commerce have been leading the charge to fix our roads. But anytime there's a conversation of businesses being part of the solution, they completely oppose that. And, you know, let me give you a fact. In Michigan, we're 49th in the nation in the percentage of local and state revenues paid by business. So
doesn't that make business this more an attractive climate for business to come to?
It's not. Let's go directly to your point. I mean, our roads, we're 50th out of 50 in the nation in spending on our roads, and mm-hmm. it shows. You know, my road is like the planet of the moon, and businesses are crying out for a fix. I mean, right. They're paying more when their trucks are beat up, for example, and customers won't come here because of the condition. They need good roads.
Right.
They need educated workers. Those are the top two things that they need, and they need healthy communities that are safe, where workers will want to live.
Of course. Where does the gas tax money go now, the fuel tax money? How is that allocated, and is it going to anything else besides roads currently?
It goes to the Comprehensive Transportation Fund. Some of it goes to transit, which up in under the law, up to 10% can go to transit, which I support. I think transit.
So we're taking money that should be allocated for roads, essentially, and we're using it for other purposes, are we not?
No. Well, that's been corrected over the years, and one of the things I'm going to do when I'm governor, I'm going to audit every department of state government, and if there are what are called interdepartmental transfers from the Comprehensive Transportation Fund to pay for overhead, for example, for administration mm-hmm. in other departments, I'm going to put a stop to that. But I want to be clear, under the law, and I think this is very appropriate, that a portion of the Comprehensive Transportation Fund goes to transit. Transit is critically important to attracting workers, helping workers get to jobs and people get around.
Let me ask you one other related question. There are some people that are proposing toll roads in the state of Michigan. How do you feel about that?
I don't think that works here in Michigan. I'll
Thank
tell you,
you
why.
Thank you.
if we were try to make I-94 a toll road, for example, we'd have to pay the federal government all the money back they put in,
right.
About 80% of the money, to construct I-94. That is impossible. So we're a peninsula state too. People can go through Indiana or some of. You know, there is a role for public-private partnerships in this process. We're seeing other states.
Right. There are always strings attached, though. You know that.
Yeah, we need to be very careful. But, you know, bottom line, we need new leadership. This governor, I'll tell you one other thing. He was in New York raising money with billionaire Michael Bloomberg at a time where this legislature, Democrats and Republicans, were at the table trying to hammer out a road funding deal. I would have been there with my sleeves rolled up, working with Democrats and Republicans to figure this out, bringing business to the table, putting together a fair solution. Because, as I said, the best jobs plan I can think of is to fix our roads and our bridges and our infrastructure.
One other question. We are short of time, Mark, and appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah.
But I know people have more questions for you. You're talking about going to town halls. Do you have any town halls scheduled for the Kalamazoo area coming up?
I don't in the near term. I'll tell you where.
Well, we'd like to see you, and we'd love to have you come on in.
I promise you, we will. I'm on my way to Lake County and Osceola, Misaukee, Benzie, and Grand Traverse today. So, and then in about a week, I'm going to the UP. So, it's an 83 county campaign. I live about 2 miles from the Kalamazoo County line. So, I will see you soon. I look forward to it.
We will look forward to that too.
Great.
All right.
Thanks
so
much.
Mark, thank you for being on the program. You're welcome back anytime.